The 41st Native Youth Olympics is coming up at the Dena'ina Convention Center in Anchorage from April 29th through May 1st. As KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports, several factors have contributed to the longevity of this annual event.
Native Youth Olympics games include unusual contests such as the wrist carry, seal hop, one-hand reach, and high kick, which Kelly Hurd, development director and NYO coordinator for Cook Inlet Tribal Council, says are a link to Alaska's past.
So it's about competition, but more than anything, perhaps the more underlying factor as well is sharing Alaska's great, heritage and its traditions and really sharing that with all members of our community. And I think that's also another thing that is unique about NYO Games is that it's open to all members of our community. So kids can participate regardless of what background that they are in.
Hurd says NYO is also a showcase of athleticism.
They really celebrate and focus on strength and agility, balance of body and mind, as well as perhaps some of the skills that were needed for survival, for hunting and for fishing.
She says NYO also emphasizes values such as teamwork, harmonious competition, and cooperation.
I think what really deeply inspired me is when I saw how helpful the kids were with each other, how helpful the coaches were and the judges were when a kid who was really trying, this is perhaps during the prelims, when he or she was trying at an event and perhaps wasn't getting the technique quite right, the judges would stop and show them that proper way to do that certain event.
Hurd says this year's NYO will include a talk by a Nupiaq Iditarod winner and NYO record holder John Baker of Kotzebue. He'll talk about how hard work and determination helped him win the Iditarod on his 15th try. Hurd says there will be a concert with Bamua, traditional Alaska Native dance performances, as well as a Sailor Boy pilot bread recipe contest with prizes of up to a one-year supply of pilot bread. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.